News. Community 16 spreads the word on Armed Forces Day. On 25th of June, Community 16 Region 4 team attended the Colchester Military Show to mark Armed Forces Day, writes CSW Neil Hildred. The Colchester Military Show is the largest of its kind in the east of England. This year, it was hosted by 16 Air Assault Brigade Combat Team and attended by around 15,000 people from the wider community. Highlights included an aerial display from the Parachute Regiment's Red Devils, a veteran march past supported by the band of the British Army, and a demonstration of assault power in the arena by the Parachute Regiment. There were also several major military charity stands alongside military and emergency vehicles and their staff. There was great interest in our charity and the work we do. Our Blind Veterans UK stand was visited by numerous dignitaries, including the leader of Tendring District Council, the Deputy Lord Lieutenant of Essex, Colchester Garrison Commander, and Lieutenant Corporal Louis Cuddy of the Red Devils display team. We were also glad to have the support of one of our members, Roger Breeze, who chatted with the public about his sight loss journey. It was a great day and a fantastic opportunity to spread the word about all that we do. Driving week to take place on the 16th of October at Llandudno. Do you feel the need for speed? Are you looking for a thrilling new driving experience? Then why not join us on the 16th of October at our Llandudno Centre for Driving Week? The week will be full of opportunities for you to get behind the wheel with activities including quad biking, hovercraft, buggies, a track day and a virtual reality experience. You'll also have the chance to visit a transport museum to see vintage vehicles which have been restored to working order. Spaces are limited, so if you'd like to apply, please call the Llandudno Centre on 01492 868 700, Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The closing date is the 31st of August, and applicants will be informed if they have been successful. You will need a functional level of mobility to attend the week, so you are able to get on a quad bike unassisted. Great John Clock, made in memory of Great Grandad. Two boys, aged 9 and 6, recently completed our NCP clock in memory of their great grandfather. The project had been sent to member John Maguire, who sadly passed away in April, aged 90. John had planned to make the clock with his great-grandsons, Milo and Leon, but never got the chance, so the boys decided to make it by themselves in his honour. Their grandmother Anne, who is John's daughter, said, "Since Dad's funeral, we've been adjusting to life without him. The boys came across the NCP package and wanted to make the clock for him. It now takes pride of place in our home. It became known by the boys as the Great John Clock." In the short time John was a member of Blind Veterans UK, he really enjoyed the creative activities on offer. He loved helping with the Jubilee bunting bag design. We are so grateful for all the support he received. Walking Week is a hit with members. In May, 5 members took part in Walking Week at Llandudno, writes Paula Sartain from our Health and Wellbeing team. Walking Week at Llandudno is a great opportunity to kickstart your exercise regime. We not only take you on spectacular walks, but we also share tips on how to identify hazards and overcome them. This is how we spent the week in May. Day 1. We started off with a gentle walk up to Abba Falls to see how everyone got on. Most members admitted they hadn't been walking much during lockdown, so we wanted to make sure all the walks we'd planned were suitable. Day 2, we walked over the Ponte Sicilit Aqueduct, where at the top, 69 metres up, which is much higher than it sounds, we enjoyed our packed lunches watching the canal boats leisurely navigating the aqueduct. Heaven. The third day was a trek up Mol Famu, a windy, winding route with amazing sweeping views over the Welsh countryside. Day 4, this walk was on slightly lower ground as we started off above Prestatyn and walked down through the town to the coast. We enjoyed a welcome view of the sea and a well-deserved ice cream. Day 5, to finish, we were taken on a guided tour of the Great Orme and the gun sites and the local history of the Second World War. We ended the day with fish and chips on the prom. All the members said they appreciated the varied and challenging terrains throughout the week. One told me he had an amazing time and felt privileged to be able to share the experience with others, while another said she felt overwhelmed by the care and encouragement she received. We can't wait for Walking Week again next year. Do come and join us to start your walking journey. Construction begins on our Rustington Centre. Construction work is now underway on our new Rustington Centre, and before we can bring our design plans to life, the building is being gutted. This means the site is currently unsafe for visitors. So, as much as we appreciate that many of you would like to pop by for a look, we must ask that you refrain from visiting at this time. We promise to provide updates every step of the way as this exciting project progresses, so watch this space.